Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the elite community colleges in the entire country, Northeast Mississippi Community College. We're in our fourth week of face-to-face classes. Earlier this week, we began our nationally recognized online classes. And just a reminder to please fill out your screening form each day before heading to work if you're an employee, or to class if you're one of our students. Before we get to our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, you might have seen him recently in the media as Northeast Mississippi Community College continues to impress on the state, national, and international levels. Recently, the Mississippi Business Journal named Northeast as one of the top colleges and universities in the state of Mississippi. Without further delay, let's bring in our president, Dr. Ford, and as always, really appreciate your time this week.
Good morning, and thank you again, Will, for the opportunity to address our employees. I do want to say thank you to everyone. I know it seems monotonous sometimes when I keep saying thank you, thank you, thank you, but I do mean it sincerely from the bottom of my heart. How thankful we are to have the faculty and staff and all the employees here at Northeast that are so resilient day to day, coming to work, and sometimes things change in a matter of minutes, and we're able to adapt to it. I do want to say that the classes are going very well under all the circumstances. The cases and the quarantine students and employees are still being lowered daily. Every now and then one will slip up and be in class without any symptoms and find out that they are a positive case, and this makes a lot of people have to quarantine. I do want to mention that enrollment is down just a little bit this year, as seems to be the trend all across the nation, enrollment being down everywhere. So we've got to be creative in creating situations where the people want to come back to school and feel comfortable coming back to school. So that makes the online instruction even more important as far as attracting students. We are in the process of distributing and using CARES Act funds that were awarded the college. The main one that we're working on now is through the Workforce and Career Tech, where we are purchasing different types of materials and equipment and things like that to assist us in dealing with the COVID-related situations and instruction and those type things. Also, we have another CARES Act group of monies that will be available very shortly. We're in the process of creating all the portals and avenues and opening those up and getting it ready to be able to get that money and use it for COVID-related expenses in the classroom and elsewhere across campus and to help us with instruction. So we're diligently following the guidelines with that and making sure that we adhere to all the auditing guidelines and things like that. You know, football season is definitely here. High school football season starts Friday night, August the 28th. I know we will host Boonville High School and Itawamba High School here for a preseason scrimmage game. So that will take place on Friday night. And then the regular season will start the following week. Northeast and the community colleges, we will be opening up our season. As I mentioned last week, on October the 1st, we will look forward to opening up that season and also hopefully completing the season without any instances whatsoever. But we are doing our diligence as far as trying to maintain the safe atmosphere for our student athletes as well as our students as they go about their business here on campus. I do need to remind everyone that we need to continue to be diligent in adhering to the guidelines that are presented to us by the Mississippi State Department of Health and also the CDC and any other guidelines that we may have put in place. We must continue to remind and educate our students and remind and educate each other. Our students play a major role at this time in making sure that we keep the cases down and we keep the numbers of people and instructors and employees that are quarantined down to a small number. So we are down to a very, very small number currently with our cases and with our quarantines, and which is an indication that the guidelines and the policies that we have in place are working But the biggest thing is the education part of it. You know, we've got to educate students and each other on the correct method to wear the mask and how important it is to stay distance from each other and the washing of the hands continuously throughout the day. These three things are important. We must continue to remind and educate each other along with our students on all of this criteria in order to maintain a safe atmosphere around here. Do need to mention also again, remind everyone, you know, what does quarantine mean? Quarantine means that you have been exposed and you are a possible risk of contracting it, a very high risk of contracting the COVID-19 virus. And it's very important that you go and you isolate yourself for 14 days, because there's a period of time there where you're asymptomatic and you don't exhibit any types of symptoms whatsoever, a fever or any type thing, but yet you are contagious. And I think a lot of us think, well, I feel good, I'm going to go about my business. And we have people that are out in the public. We have students that are out when they are contagious and they're spreading the virus. So it's very, very important that if we go in quarantine, that we isolate ourselves for 14 days. We also must continue to remind our students that they are to stay away from large gatherings. I know all college campuses are experiencing this now with their students wanting to gather at different functions, either on campus or off campus. And, you know, if they don't wear the mask and if they don't distance themselves, they are creating a very dangerous situation as far as being a carrier and continuing the COVID risk there. So we need to maintain our diligence as far as educating our students and each other moving forward. I do have a couple of bright notes here where Northeast Mississippi Community College has been named as one of the best colleges for transfer GPA. We have known this, and we've always talked about how well our students are prepared when they transfer to a senior college. IHL, Institutions of Higher Learning, just released this data last week saying that Northeast is among the leaders as far as preparing our students to be successful when they get there with the highest GPA. So we're one of the highest, if not the highest, community college for our students. And this just indicates that, first of all, we're extremely proud of our students for their ability to excel in the classroom, and then upon their transfer to one of our universities in the state to exhibit their knowledge that they gained here at NMCC. And this is an indication that we're headed in the right direction with our delivery system and with our platform in learning. But, you know, I can't say this without recognizing the faculty that we have here. We have the best and brightest faculty in the world, and I would not trade them for anyone, anywhere, anytime. They have exhibited the highest level of leadership and resilience and mentorship and instruction to our students, especially during this time when things change daily, and it's a very fluid situation. So I've got to continue to commend our faculty on the great job and the major role that they are doing and playing in the success of our students as our students transfer to senior colleges. So to say that they're very well prepared when they transfer to a senior college due to our faculty that we have here is basically an understatement. So I would just like to say thank you again to our faculty and congratulations to our students that transferred. Also, we have also been recognized as the top community college that have completed their bachelor's degrees. The number of students that transfer from Northeast to a senior college, they have the highest percentage of students that receive their bachelor's degree or a higher degree. So we take tremendous pride in the fact that we are providing a pathway through our advanced technology in the classroom and the excellent faculty, again, for our students to be successful in obtaining their advanced degrees. And we'll continue to move forward in providing the best and brightest students for our universities and our colleges throughout the state of Mississippi. I would like to remind everyone, too, that it's also very important during this time to to remain positive. You know, if you have something negative to say, please come by my office. Let's talk about it. Let's fix it. Let's move on. Let's don't let it sit there and continue to grow and create problems. So saying that, I just want to say it, sometimes it's hard for us to change our normal practices in a matter of a few minutes or a matter of a day or two. I know that's challenging at times, and you know, it's just very difficult, and I understand that. So that's why we're placing ourselves in a position where we can assist you, we can help you, but we can't do that unless we know about it. So please reach out to my office at any time if you need assistance with anything possibly. So we're trying to make sure that as a team and as a group, we're getting through this all together. So please share anything, positive, negative, whatever it might be, advice, suggestions. We need all hands on deck to make it through all this. And to be honest with you, that's all I've seen. That's all I have seen all across campus. Nothing but cooperation and assistance and willingness to help each other out. And that's the way that you are successful, and that's the way that you move forward with this great institution that we have here at Northeast. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you for all you're doing and moving us forward during this time that we're in right now. So again, let me say thank you, and as always, always, go Tigers.
Go Tigers is right, Dr. Ford. Thanks again for your time this week. One more reminder before we wrap up this week's show. Once again, we have free counseling services here at Northeast. Face-to-face and Zoom sessions are available. Mental health counseling. Contact Kristen Wesson and Carrie Tynes for academic and career counseling. These sessions are available Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you have any questions or would like to sign up, email counseling@nemcc.edu. Thank you once again, Michael Miller, for all you do to get us on the air each week. So for our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.